The halacha is that as we get towards Chatzos of Tisha B'Av, we're supposed to offer nechama, consolation, comfort, and of course we know that we're more lenient with certain halachos as the day of Tisha B'Av gets past Chatzos and towards the end of Tisha B'Av. And we don't just do this in getting up from the floor, sitting on chairs, but we do this even in the kinos. Towards the end of the kinos are the section of kinos of Tzion. For example, Kino Lamed Vav, Tzion Halo Tisha Li, begins this new theme, this new shift. Most kinos have been about destruction. Destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, destruction of communities, destruction of Torah centers, destruction of Mesorah and tradition, and that is what the focus has been throughout kinos. But as we get to the end, something changes. And the author of this kina is Rabbi Yehuda Halevi. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi is born in Spain. He is one of the great poets of Jewish history. He is known, called by the Rashba, as the Rosh HaMishorarim, the chief poet. He lived from 1080, and eventually, after living in Spain and a comfortable life in Spain and writing his Kuzari, he wants to eventually make it to Israel. In fact, the Vilna Gaon said that he studied two works over and over again. Part of the Chovos HaLevavos, called the Shar Yichud, and the Kuzari. The Kuzari is so fundamental and so important, but eventually the Yehuda Levi wants to make it to Israel. And legend has it, as he gets to Israel, he is killed, beheaded right when he gets to Israel and kisses the ground. He's killed by an Arab swordsman. But that's Yehuda Halevi. What is the job in the last part of kinos? Over kinos, as Rabbi Soloveitchik would explain, we have two jobs. One is to help us understand the destruction, and one is to help us understand the beauty. One is Tzion b'chorbana, and one is Tzion in its rebuilding, b'vinyana. So why do we do that? On the one hand, we do that because we should appreciate what we lost, so let's understand what we had. Right, same reason that on Pesach night, we have the mitzvah of Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim to tell the story of leaving Egypt, and we do it in a way of maschil beginos v'sayim b'shevach. We start with the bad and we end with the good. Why do we do that? Because we should know. You want to know how great the good is, let's go with how bad it is. So maybe we should discuss how bad, how beautiful Yerushalayim is, and we'll understand what we've lost. But then we should have flipped it. If on Pesach we're going from bad to good, and on Tishba we're going from good to bad, then we should have started with these kinos. We should have started with how beautiful Yerushalayim was, how majestic it is, how wonderful Israel is, and then gone to destruction, to churban, to exile, and all the terrible things. But we don't do that. We start with the bad, and we start with all the destruction, and we end with the good. Because the reason we do that is because it's supposed to inspire us. It's supposed to motivate us to think about the land that we do have right now, that is being rebuilt, that is a thriving place of democracy, of spirituality, of a homeland that we have. So we're supposed to think about that. And right now, in the last 70 years, we're able to appreciate that so much more, and to understand that Tzion Bevinyana in an even greater level. We've discussed in the past the question of whether Nachem should be said on Tisha B'Av now that we have a Yerushalayim. And all of this does for us is to keep us with our eye on the goal of Tzion Bevinyana. There's a place in Israel called Chalutza. Chalutza is located in the Negev. And there lives a man and his family, Eliyahu Ozan. Eliyahu Ozan had to leave the Gush in 2005 along with 8,000 other Jews in a modern day tragedy of the disengagement from Gush Katif. So he lives in a place called Chalutza. Chalutza, when Ehud Barak was negotiating with Yasser Arafat about, trading land, he told Arafat, I'll give you land in the Negev. It's called Chalutza. And he tells Arafat, you take Gush Etzion off the table, but I'll give you Chalutza. Arafat says, Chalutza? Chalutza is garbage. All it is sand. It's land and sand. I don't want it. So what is Chalutza today? So Eliyahu Ozan has to eventually move there, and he decides he's going to plant esrog. He's going to make esrog trees. And they partner with the JNF, And currently, right now, Chalutza, which means a pioneer, is 250 families in there. There's another neighboring town, Bnei Netzarim, that has 105 families. And not only that, but it is one of the major exports of Esrogim today. And one point, it's Elio Ozen, who lived through his own tragedy, kicked out of his own home by the Israeli government, eventually has to resettle, and yet rebuilt his family on the land of Israel. And he says, I think Jews are optimistic. We just look at what happens and says, Yetov, it will be okay. To look back, is it too hard? If I look back, I'll be like the wife of Lot and become salt. So I look forward. And that's the kina of Tzion Halotishali. The Tzion of Halotishali is about looking forward, about the fact that we have a homeland, the fact that it's thriving, the fact that we can defend ourselves, and we have an army, and we have the greatest air force in the world, and the greatest army in the world. And that should give us nechama, should give us hope, should give us some kind of peace after we've gone through an entire morning on Tisha B'Av of mourning and crying and tragedies, to realize what we have. We have Tzion B'Chorbanah, and we are already experiencing Tzion B'Vinyanah. A wonderful day.